Oklahoma inmates can now purchase nicotine products from the state. Details on a jail investigation in Cleveland County. And Oklahoma's Sterling Harjo is set to receive a prestigious honor. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 20th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is relaxing its long-standing tobacco-free policy in prisons. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the change means prisoners are allowed to purchase e-cigarettes and flavored nicotine pouches.
The agency told investigative news outlet Oklahoma Watch, e-cigarettes and nicotine pouches will help calm the prison population. Oklahoma Watch reports advocate reactions to the change are mixed. Prisoners may be able to avoid misconduct charges or the high price tag that comes with buying contraband cigarettes. But some worry about the negative health effects of the products, which can lead to life-threatening illnesses. On the first day of sales, the Department of Corrections sold about $15,000 worth of e-cigarettes and nicotine pouches. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A Lexington Correctional Center officer is accused of sexually assaulting an inmate. KGOU's Hannah France has more on the investigation.
The Oklahoma Department of Corrections has confirmed Correctional Officer Daniel Acca was arrested and taken into custody earlier this week on charges of rape by instrumentation and sexual battery against an inmate at the facility. The arrest follows an alleged assault reported last week. In a statement, ODOC Chief of Operations Jason Sparks says, in addition to being harmful to the victim, instances of sexual assault by officers against inmates make it more difficult for other officers to do their jobs effectively, as it erodes trust and damages the reputation of their profession. Acca was booked into the Cleveland County Detention Center and has since been terminated from his position. I'm Hannah France.
Oklahoma-born martial artist and actor Chuck Norris died this morning at the age of 86. Grayson Wheeler has more.
Norris was reportedly hospitalized earlier this week while training in Hawaii. He was born Carlos Ray Norris on March 10, 1940 in Ryan, Oklahoma, right on the Texas border. During his time in the U.S. Air Force, he acquired the nickname Chuck and his first training in martial arts. Norris has earned black belts in several disciplines, including an 8th-degree black belt in Taekwondo, which he was the first person in the Western Hemisphere to achieve. Norris starred in many martial arts films, but he was perhaps best known for playing Sergeant Ranger Cordell Walker on Walker, Texas Ranger, which ran for nearly 200 episodes from 1993 to 2001. Norris was vocal about his Christian faith and conservative beliefs, especially later in his life. He's survived by his younger brother, his wife, and 5 children. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Director and screenwriter Sterling Harjo is receiving the Peabody Trailblazer Award. Sarah Lisi has more on the Indigenous Oklahoman's achievement.
Sterling Harjo is a trailblazer in his own right, breaking the boundaries of leading an all-Indigenous team of writers and directors in the hit series Reservation Dogs, which depicted a predominantly Native cast showing teenage life on a reservation in rural Oklahoma. The Seminole Nation citizen who has Muscogee descent went on to create, write, and direct a love letter to his hometown of Tulsa in the Lowdown. The show has 1 season out and stars Ethan Hawke as a citizen journalist fighting for the truth. A 2nd season was recently confirmed. Harjo will be celebrated in Beverly Hills in May alongside PBS Kids and comedian and actress Amy Poehler, who are also receiving Peabody Awards. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.